I'll say it again.
No.
Nothing's right. worse than unconsensual Fox News or Caleb. Anyways, have you ever heard of a lobster war?
Non-consensual Caleb? Have I heard of what?
The lobster war?
No. But I want it to be. Okay. Here's the thing about doing social media brand deals.
Yeah.
Okay. When does this episode come out?
This will come out. Hold on. Let me check our reference. February 6th.
Perfect. So, Super Bowl Sunday is the next. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up this week.
Yeah.
Well, I hope this hoodie makes sense by then. It won't.
I mean, if you listen to this a conspiracy theory, then it doesn't. Have you seen that?
No, let me tell my
lobster story. Here, do your rant and I'll pull up a picture for
you. Not a rant. It's just like, so brands come to me and they go, Jared, we like your creative, funny videos. Will you make one for us? And I go, yeah. And they go, great. Give us some ideas. And I give them top tier, best ideas. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Top tier, best ideas. And they all go, what about something boring?
What about something totally different and I go, that actually sucks?
Yeah. And I go, okay. And I make it. And they go, can we make it a little worse? And I go, okay. And then they look at me when it gets 12 likes. And I'm like, I'm telling you, my idea would have worked.
You.
So, for example, I did one for a waffle company. And I'm not going to name which one, you know, to protect their ego. And so I said, I said, guys, it was March.
Yeah.
And I was like, what if we did a get ready with me as a person with lobster hands for St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
The one day a year where I get to pinch people.
Yeah.
And that's the funniest idea I've had.
Yeah.
And they went, nah. Garbage.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah, your idea was better. You had a couple other better ideas.
I've had a lot of pretty good ideas.
I liked the toaster colony.
Yeah. I did want a civilization that lives inside of a toaster, and then every day the waffle gets lowered down, but to them it's the sun. And so the sun it comes down and they go, and then it pops up and leaves, and they go,
And then they do all their rituals to get to the waffle.
Yeah, and they're trying to get the thing to come back, and every morning it comes back and they go,
they
think that they're doing it. It's a lot like the story of humanity. And now the illusion of control. There was so much deeper meaning to it, and then ego was like, we don't like it.
Ego was like, we're not a fan.
He was like,
we just
want to sell waffles. We don't want to get into any philosophical conversations. Anyway, lobster war.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you that's a conspiracy theory because now we're talking about the Super Bowl.
Is lobster war like storage wars where instead of opening a storage container and people go, oh, yeah, $750. It's just the fish tank at Red Lobster and they unveil it. You can kind of see how many lobsters are in it. They cover it back up and then you bid on it.
You have to bid for them. Yeah, but it's a once in a year festival at Red Lobster.
Heck yeah.
And you have to eat as many lobsters as you buy, but you don't know. Because like you said,
you don't know how many's in there.
It's a split second. You bid.
Oh, that's interesting. You don't know how many lobsters are in there.
Yeah.
You just got to decide based on the 2 seconds that you've seen the case.
Yeah.
Can I eat that many
lobster? And you bid. If you're right,
you get that much money.
If you can eat it, you get all the money that you bid.
If you can't,
you have to pay
it. The remaining ones loose on your body.
So they're cooking them as you go.
They take those little rubber bands off and they just let them go to town on you.
Release like the rubber bands.
Like it's St. Patrick's Day. You see how it works? You see how the idea works?
It's
the
a theme Saint song's Patty's rolling right
festival. Now. The theme song's going right now. Garmin's trying to take the milk away and that's the whole thing.
Oh, you drink milk, don't you?
Nothing has the same texture as that sweet milk.
And that's the thing. The water's contaminated. They're contaminating the water with the fluoride.
Lobsters don't survive in milk. Think about it.
Things I learned last night.
Welcome to St. Patrick's Day at Red Lobster.
You're not the only one pinching. We're going to let him pinch you.
prepare to get pinched. The lobster's revenge.
This is such a good idea. We've got to pinch it to him.
All right, we got a pinch for you. You mean pitch? All right, anyways, let me tell you about the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So we'll see if this is legit when this comes out. So there's a theory going around right now, which by now most of our listeners have probably heard of it. You haven't. But by the time you're listening to this back, you have, because I'm telling you now.
Well, I mean, is it that the fix is in for the Chiefs to win?
No. Okay. So there's the idea that it's all scripted, right? Mm-hmm. There's allegedly proof, because the last 2 years, the Super Bowl logo has been as followed. So the color scheme shows you the two teams that are in it, and the one on the bottom is the winner. And so 2 years ago, you had the Bengals and the Rams. The Rams won it.
Last is this year, based off of two Super Bowl logos?
Yeah.
That's stupid. Last Get
year,
it out of
you
here.
You had the Eagles.
Guys, what you're doing is just as
better.
Bad.
It gets better. Hold on. It gets better.
Sorry, okay.
So last year, you had the Eagles and the Chiefs. The Chiefs on the bottom. The Chiefs won it.
Sure.
This year, there's the 49ers and the Ravens. And honestly, they're kind of favorites to be in the Super Bowl this year. They look like they both got the first round bye in playoffs. And we haven't seen any playoff game. At the point of us recording this, we haven't seen their games.
The red could be the Chiefs and Ravens, though.
It could be. Some people have mentioned. Oh, no. Well, no, I can't.
I was going to say the Chiefs and their AFC. AFC.
They could be them in the championship, but it can't.
It could be the Chiefs and...
You're just trying to find a way. It could be the Chiefs.
Yeah. You know what sucks, though?
What?
Losing the Super Bowl is definitely worse than just not making it to the Super Bowl. Because the year that we didn't make it, that the Bengals beat us and they went, that was fine. I just didn't watch Super Bowl. I was like, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the year that we got humiliated in Tampa Bay, that really sucked. All right.
Yeah.
That was like when your Bears played the Chiefs this year.
Okay. And they got humiliated.
We don't need destroyed.
To talk about this. We don't need to talk about this.
We let the lobsters loose on them. I'll tell you.
All right. Let's talk about the lobster war. Picture this.
Oh, man. Tim didn't want to talk about that anymore.
It's 1961.
Wait. Hold on. Let's pause. Hold up your stupid arm right now. You knew exactly which one I was talking about. Let the camera see what is on your wrist. Are you the dumbest person I've ever met in my life?
Are you talking about my Apple Watch?
Yes.
Yeah. You like You've, it?
For years, worn a Casio little gold watch.
Yes.
And then you went on Amazon and bought an $8.99 gold band.
For my Apple Watch, yeah. Absolutely. Because it's a good look. It looks good. If you like this, give me a thumbs up in the comments. I achieved my goal.
Of what? How you, this got your movement goal?
Who lifted your arm once? That's my movement goal.
Sorry, I just looked down and saw that, and that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I have a brand. I've got to stick to it.
It's the gold casing around it. I think I'd like it better if it was just
You know, I thought I was going to hate this gold casing, but then I put it on and I was like, I like it. So.
Okay.
Here we are.
Cool.
Thanks, Alex. All right. So the Lobster War. It's 1961.
Okay.
France is on the tail end of what we call France's successful era. And by tail end, it's over. They're not successful anymore.
How long was their successful era?
I don't know. It pretty much until America came around and took it. But France did colonialism too. You know that. And they did this in all of the world, particularly in Africa. And in the early 60s, a lot of African states were like vying for their independence. And France was also trying to be like progressive.
Okay.
And so they were like, yeah, we're going to give out some independence. But they ran into a problem pretty quickly. Because
they didn't like when people were independent.
They were a big fan of all of the...
They were like, we're going to give you independence. Oh, shoot. We do not like that.
Oh, no.
We still want control over you.
We still want control, but you're independent.
It's like you don't understand
independence.
It's like you want them to be independent, but not too independent. It's like you built like a catwalk on top of the fence... And you're like, you get a little bit of independence.
Yeah.
But not too
much.
But
not too much independence. Yeah, that's exactly right. So this, obviously there was a lot of cons for France in allowing these countries to have independence, primarily in the world of capitalism.
Right.
And the...
Because then they lose like all their...
All the places that they were exploiting.
Right.
And one of the main ones was Mauritania. Off the coast of Mauritania, there was a... I don't know what the scientific term is for this, but like a giant lobster hive.
I don't like the strong eye contact you just made with me as you went, I don't know the scientific word for this, but the giant lobster hive. Jeez, dude.
They are hive-like animals.
Is it a flock?
I don't know. I don't
Look
know
up
what
a group of is it a flash lob?
Flash lob. A group of lobsters is called a pod.
Oh.
I like hive. They seem insect-like. So we can call it a hive. Specifically, what they were gathering here was spiny lobsters. Have you ever seen a spiny lobster? Mm-mm. Spiny lobsters are like a breed of lobster that are obviously spiny.
Spidey?
Spiny. 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 They got spines.
Yeah.
Like little pointies. But they're huge. Take a look at this. They are gigantic lobsters. So obviously,
how many of those do you think you could eat?
I mean, it depends how quickly I have to look at them. And it depends how much money I bet on it.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
Oh, that was a quick look.
Eight of them. Easy.
Here's another shot of spiny lobsters. They're just ginormous. So obviously...
Do people eat them? Is that what we catch them for?
People eat them, yeah.
Is that what... Is that what, like... First of all, I loved those two guys in the Tiger King documentary. But is this what rich people are eating? And then we all go to Red Lobster and eat the little...
Yeah, the mini lobster.
And then do you think there's some people out there who are cracking open crawfish and being like, ooh, this is what lobster. This is lobster.
Yeah,
you know? Are we just fake rich? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, we might be eating crawfish
and like that's,
thinking they're lobster.
That's what they're the rich
yeah,
people
that's
are eating.
The real lobster.
That's big. That's filling.
Gigantic. That's the size of this table. Like that's bigger than this table. Those are big lobsters.
I'm bigger than the table.
Yeah, that lobster. But anyway, so this lobster hive was a valuable hive of lobster, and they were big lobsters. Big lobsters.
It's a big lobster, and there's lots of them.
The problem was because they gave Mauritania their independence,
they couldn't just
start ripping all the lobsters out of their seas that they were ripping out of the seas. Now they're Mauritania's lobsters. And they had to go through a whole process and get licenses and approvals. And, you know, like...
That sounds a lot harder than just nuking them.
Do it all legally by the book, you know? Like, and doing that, it's no fun, especially if you, like, you're fresh off your colonial period. So they said,
we used to own you.
Yeah. So they started looking around the world and they said, who can we trick? And so they started doing surveys to figure out where these other spiny lobster hives were.
Okay.
And they found another large spiny lobster hive off the coast of Brazil. So,
and they were like, we can trick Brazil.
Yeah. So they called up Brazil and they said, hey, Brazil, here's the thing. We're very interested in spiny lobsters. It's like an obsession we have. Like we're very, very interested. And you guys have a very large
number of them.
Hive of spiny lobsters. Would you be cool if we sent 4 boats over there and researched the spiny lobsters? And they were like, sure, we don't really care. Like, fine. And so they sent over 4
We need 4 boats over there. Yeah, and they just took them all.
And they took...
They kidnapped them.
And they sent over not 4 research boats, but a few dozen fishing boats. And they started trawling the seas and just pulling up all their lobsters. And Brazil noticed this and they said, this doesn't seem like research.
And this seems like robbery.
And France was like, oh no, don't worry, it's research. We're just researching.
This seems like a hive of robsters.
This is like hiveway robbery. Hiveway lobbery.
Okay.
So Brazil is like, oh, they're fishing. And they're like...
Someone goes back to the president of Brazil and goes, sir, our enemies are fishing. And he's like, shut it down. Send out the battleships.
Send them out.
What do you do?
So
you try to stop them before they leave.
So they came over. They sent some ships out to kind of monitor them and see, like, does it look like these people are researching? And they noted that the people on board this ship did not look smart enough.
No one's got glasses.
Yeah, they don't have lab clothes.
Lab clothes.
There's no lab clothes. There's no. Yeah. There's no intel. Nobody's reading.
Sure.
These cannot be. Research, and they're clearly fishing, right? So they write back to France and they say, hey, we've got some questions. Like, this seems a little like fishing, not like research. So France
is like, yeah, we've got to get them out of the water to research them.
Yeah, and we got to take them back to the lab, and sometimes we have to eat them and sell them to Red Lobster locations around the planet, but like
for research.
But that, how else are we going to study them if we are not eating them? That your body is the best scientist.
Hey, it's me again. Thanks for being here for this episode. If you like what we're doing, it does cost us money to do this. And so just think about that. You know, that's it. I'm kidding. No, we have Patreon supporters, and it really helps us to make this show possible. Honestly, we're so grateful for everyone who listens to the show. But there's people who want to make more of it happen, and so they financially support the show, and you get a lot back for it. You get our private Discord where we chat every day. We're hanging out and just getting to bond and hang out. We also do live Zoom hangouts for our Patreon supporters. You get exclusive merch. It's a good time. There's a lot in it for you, and it's a lot in it for us because we get to know you better. You know, you're not just a number in a stat board or whatever, but you know, you're our friends and we appreciate you a lot. So consider doing that. If not, then you can listen to this dumb little ad because that's how we're going to get money from you. We're going to leech from you either way. We're going to get paid. We're in this for the cold hard cash, baby. Anyway, here's an ad.
How do they get it though? I realized I forgot to put a CTA in mine.
Oh, damn. You were doing gummit. That.
Yeah.
They can text Tillin to 66866.
Thanks, Jared. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. This time of year is interesting because everybody's kind of coming out of their winter hibernation and wanting to go do stuff. And if you're anything like me, that's not great. Not because you don't like your family or you don't like your friends or anything like that, but because your social battery drains pretty easily and you need more time to recharge than a lot of other people in your life. Last summer, I was not great at this. I let myself do way too much and I got really, really drained and it was a rough experience all around. Luckily, I've got a therapist who does a great job helping me set my boundaries and keeping me accountable to my boundaries, especially in areas like this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, it's flexible, it's convenient, and it fits literally any schedule. It's really easy to sign up. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you'll get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Tillin today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Tillin, TILLN. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. They write him back and they say, hey, I don't know if we're cool with this. Like,
okay.
Whatever you guys were doing, like research, cool. But taking all the lobster...
You can look at them.
Yeah, it's cool if you look at them. And it's cool if there's only a few boats, but... The amount of boats that you sent and the amount of lobster that you're taking out of our seas, I don't know if we're cool with that. And also, the fact that you're doing that kind of makes us think we should be doing that. And they're like, we shouldn't be taking all the lobster.
Right.
And we should be selling them to Red Lobsters around the country. Why are you doing it? So they begin this kind of dispute. And France is like, well, you told us we could. And Brazil's like, oh, we didn't. We told you could do something you weren't doing. And so this launched a... like 4 year long dispute that has been dubbed the Lobster Wars. And it is honestly, it's the closest thing to the Cold War. That's not the Cold War.
Where they're like, we're going to nuke you.
If you don't stop stealing our lobsters, that's it for the rest of the planet. We're blowing up the entire planet. Well, France had a couple nukes. Brazil didn't have any at the time.
Okay.
So France, yeah,
they started developing them though.
France could have done it. Yeah. Brazil started, they started developing Lukes, which were just bombs that were just a ton of lobsters.
And they were like, no, what they want. They want us to luke them.
They want more lobsters.
Bad idea.
And so
find someone with glasses. They're smart.
Find someone with glasses. Put them on the boat that they believe we're doing research. They are constantly having these conventions where they're having these big arguments between their diplomats, trying to decide who's right.
Are
these
sure.
Who gets the right to these lobsters? Because this is before the United Nations Convention of the Law of the Sea. Which, if you don't know what that means, it was a convention that established the laws.
I'm glad you're explaining because you just ran through it.
No, yeah, in the 70s, the United Nations established the Law of the Sea, which created the territorial seas and the contiguous zone around any country, as well as their commerce and conservation zones. So it was like, if you have a border that is near the ocean, there is a border out in the ocean, X distance from your sea, your beaches, that is yours. And you get to decide what happens in those seas. And that's any commerce, fishing, oil, whatever industry happens, that's your decision.
Sure.
Other countries aren't allowed to be a part of that. And that's part of what's becoming such a big issue in China right now, because China's trying to act like their waters are way more than they are, because they're right. Claiming a bunch of territorial lands outside of their borders that are contested. So for example, like Taiwan, they're saying right. That's our country, so we get all these waters here. And everyone's like, that's not your country, so you don't get those waters. And they're like, yes, we do. And everyone's like, no, you don't. And then they're like, look at our warships. And then everyone's like, you can be here for a little bit if you want. So that's what's happening with that. But
please don't luke us.
Please don't luke us. And so it establishes what waters are whose economic zone, and then what waters are just like public waters where anybody can do anything. Which there's not a lot of that.
Anybody can do anything.
Yeah. There's not a lot of that.
You know how many people on the cruise ships love to act like international water it's means international they can just water. Do whatever they want?
Yeah. I mean, it does, right?
They joke. Like, we're in international waters. I could kill someone.
I could kill you if I wanted to.
And you're like, hey, just you saying that?
Yeah.
You're going to meet some lobsters tonight. We're going to throw you overboard.
Do they like have like scanners when you get on?
I thought you were about to ask, do they have a plank? And I was going to say, yes. Yes, we do.
Of course they have a plank. Every ship has a plank.
Not every cruise, just Carnival cruise. Carnival's got a plank and they use it. What are you about to ask?
Oh, do they have scanners when you get on a cruise ship? Like, do they like the airport? Do you get scanned?
Yeah. They have security. Yeah. And then
lobsters aren't metal. You could bring a bag full of lobster.
Bro, and people no keep know. Acting like. I mean, like, I flew today with a lobster in my backpack.
I have 3 carry-ons all full of lobster. I've got 200 lobsters in my bag.
I think they're crawfish.
Bro, those are crawfish. Mm-hmm. No, these are lobsters.
No, they have security. Actually, when I first stepped on my first boat that I went on, I immediately saw someone get arrested. So I was like, all right, Carnival Cruise, let's go, baby.
Carnival Cruise, international waters.
It's like, no, you're still in Galveston, Texas right now. Maybe calm the heck down.
This is Galveston.
I can do whatever I want. That might be true, Galvestons. But now you're on the boat. Carnival has stricter laws than Galveston, Texas.
Well, this is likely, honestly.
Yeah, I wasn't saying it in a joking way.
So they're having these big disputes over the lobster, who gets the rights to the lobster. And it devolves into pretty close to an actual war. There was a couple of incidents throughout this whole Cold War where there was escalations. So, for example, Brazil kept being like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. And France one day was like, what if we send a warship with all of our our fishing boats. And so they sent a warship with the fishing boats to just kind of be there, which is a very...
Yeah, it's kind of like hey...
It's like, hey...
War might happen.
Yeah, it's like, hey, do you really think that we should take your lobster?
That's bringing a gun to a lobster fight.
Yeah. Well, it's bringing a gunship to a lobster fight. That's an escalation.
It's bringing a warship to a lobster fight.
And then the Brazil sent back a letter and was like, that was pretty not cool of you. We wish you didn't do that. And we get the message.
I love that they're sending letters. Hey, that was very uncool of you to do that. Next time, please leave your warship at home. My mom says, if you bring a warship out, I can't come over anymore.
We can't do this anymore. So then the next time, Brazil sends a full fleet. And so they got a warship, battleships.
Brazil does?
Air traffic character. Oh, no, sorry. France. Oh. France brings a whole fleet.
France is like, we didn't like your letter.
Yeah, France was like, hey, we saw your letter and we thought, what if we brought everybody? What are
they, the Italian mob? What is this?
They're just trying to like scare tactic them away from it. So Brazil was like, okay, we see what you're doing. And Brazil says, let's get our navy together. Here's the thing. Brazil at this time doesn't have a great navy. They've pretty much just got a bunch of ships that they bought off the United States when World War II ended. And they're like, hey, a bunch of your ships are broken. What if we could use that? And the United States,
ships.
Yeah, the United States was like,
so
$20.
France shows up. They're like gigantic navy, right?
Yeah.
Here come these people. Half of them are sinking as they're out there. they're like, we're coming for you. No, it's a warship submarine. What do you think about that, France?
It's super futuristic. What do you think about that? Yeah, that's exactly what happened. So they had their fleet. They started getting their fleet together, and they realized this was the first time they ever really got to use this fleet that they bought off the U.S.
Sure.
And they were like, all right.
Let's have some come on. We've never done this before. Bang, bang, bang. They accidentally start a real war.
It was actually really serious.
Shot their own boats.
A long story short, they got in there and they realized that only one of their corvettes actually like was working. They had a few destroyers and things like that, but all of it was like, it needed a lot of work before it would be seaworthy.
Yeah.
The one Corvette that actually worked, they realized only one of the guns actually worked too. So they were like, this isn't great, but if we roll this out there, maybe we at least look like, hey, we're serious.
Hey.
And so they drove their Corvette out there and France was like, that was cute. And so France starts doing like training exercises. So they're out there like firing guns and doing like full training exercises, like trying to look like, oh, hey, we're tough. And so Brazil meets this and says, hey, we should show them that we don't care about their guns and stuff. And so what they did is...
Wait, what? We don't care about their guns and stuff? But like, what are you talking about?
So on the 21st of February in 1961...
Okay.
There was a T-53 class destroyer from the French Navy doing one of these exercises. And the Brazilian Navy... said, hey, we're going to just do a bunch of short flyovers of them while they do these. And so that's what they did. This is an actual photograph from the event. And they just kept flying by, just being like, hey, we don't care. You got your gut, but we got a plane. And it was literally just them, these guys, like, just getting as close as they could to fighting without actually fighting.
This whole time, the lobsters are in the water. The lobsters are a lot like when your parents got divorced and you're just in the middle and your dad's flying planes over. Your dad's like, I don't care. And your mom's bringing home different boyfriends to be like, this is Brian. We work at McDonald's together. Right. And like, you're like, I don't care about Brian. Yeah, right. But really, your dad really cares about Brian.
Like, cares
so
a
much
lot.
So that he hits Brian with his Ford 2 weeks later. Your dad serves a couple years in jail for attempted murder. Okay. That's a lot like what's going on. All right. And here the poor lobsters are just being like, somebody love us. I'm sorry. It was, you know, and they grew up thinking it was all their fault.
Yep.
And that's why lobster doesn't taste good anymore.
Yeah. And then a net gets them and 1,000. And then all of a sudden, they're like,
and that's, you know, there's, I'm not going to go there. And the net brings them up, whatever.
It's like free range versus cage.
Yeah.
Lobster.
Lobster. And they're just in caught in the middle, man.
Yeah, so this guy, like, pretty divisive and pretty,
yeah,
you know. But it was always a Cold War.
Who did Brazil get their planes from?
I don't know, actually. I'm assuming they bought it from somebody else. Or maybe they built it themselves. Who knows? Who knows?
How they just had planes that were flying around. Like, yeah.
I mean, that looks like an American plane. I'm going to assume they bought it from America also.
Sure.
From World War II. Like, that looks like a World War II era American plane. But I could be wrong.
I was like, we don't care.
Also, does that have two engines on one wing and one on the other?
No, the other one's just hidden by the cockpit.
Anyways. So they...
I know a lot about planes.
Yeah, how's that license coming? So they... Are you going to get it now?
I'm going to hit you with my Ford Ranger.
It's okay. I'll start doing some military exercises outside your house.
You'll just block your it with your freaking gold watch chain. Just ding.
Yeah. This is Kevlar.
Sure.
It's not even what Kevlar looks like. So,
hey, quick question. No, go ahead.
So
are you getting a lot of ads for milk lately? Are you getting a lot of ads for milk? It seems like, bro, every podcast I listen to, and not like host reds. I'm saying like the dynamic ads.
Yeah.
Spotify podcast app. It's just milk.
Airport, what kind of milk?
Airport milk. Like, regular milk.
Like what brand?
Like Got Milk. Milk. The dairy industry has
there's been some bad press on the dairy industry.
Kicked the door in on Spotify, swung their gigantic udder onto the table, and they said, we're buying some podcast ads this year.
Is that a prosthetic udder?
Everybody.
Hey, thanks for checking out this episode. If you like this, we've got a lot of great ones. Let me recommend a recent one, Hitchbot. Basically, some Canadian scientists said, what if we made a robot that hitchhiked across the country? You think it could make it? Spoiler alert. It's a fun episode. I like it a lot. You need to check it out. One of my favorite recent jokes is in there. So check that one out. But if not, thanks for being here. Honestly, that's interesting because, I mean, there has been some bad press on the dairy industry over
Big
the past
Milk
couple years.
Is fighting hard. And
so they might
right
be
now.
Coming back. Like, there was that documentary about it that got
There's a
really
whole documentary
big.
On milk?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm in a loving marriage and, like, I have a life and friends and stuff. There was a documentary about
how much the, like, dairy industry just, like, took a stranglehold of us in the 90s and was like,
that's what I'm saying.
You need
got
to drink milk.
Milk.
And then everyone, yeah. But you don't need to drink milk.
You don't.
At all.
Oh, and, I'll tell
and
you.
Dairy was psychopaths, like, hey, wait a second.
Psychopaths drink glasses of milk.
Yeah.
Milk in your cereal? Normal.
Normal.
Okay. Yeah. Milk.
A glass of milk with breakfast? Up until you're like 12.
Hold on. Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
Normal.
Sick.
Okay.
Chocolate milk. Freaking sick, bro.
Great.
Strawberry milk. Sick, bro.
Froth milk with a little shot of espresso. Good
sick,
time.
Bro.
If somebody pours a 8-ounce glass of milk from the refrigerator into a glass and then they just...
Yeah, they just drink that raw.
That person is a communist.
It's pretty insane. Can I tell you something?
Please.
I did that until I was like 20. And I'm not even kidding. Every single meal. Didn't matter what it was. Steak, tacos.
Hold on. Are you saying every meal you had milk?
I had a glass of milk with every single meal until I was like 20. And then when I was 20, something just clicked. And I was like, this is pretty weird. And so I stopped. And I also thought something changed in me too, where I was like, oh, this is kind of gross. Also, like it's not tasting good. But I did it with every single.
Was this out of Angel?
I didn't do it out of Angel. No, because out of Angel, you're gonna hate this even more. At Evangel, they only had 2% milk. I was a whole milk guy, and so when I got to Evangel, I was like, I can't do the 2% milk, and so I stopped doing it at Evangel. And I think that's how I grew out of it, because I just kind of like stopped. Cold turkey.
I was going to say, if I ever saw you drink a glass of milk, we would not be here right now. You know what I'm saying? So I know you didn't do it at Evangel.
If I ever caught you
yeah, drinking a glass of milk with a steak dinner, what are you gonna go out to Rye on the Plaza and be like, yeah, I want the sirloin. Can I get medium rare?
Yeah.
Also, can I get a glass of milk? Yeah. Shot in the face.
Every once in a while at home, like I'll go pour myself a glass and I'll go out to like the shed and I'll drink it in the shed with the lights off.
You among all the bodies of the people you killed.
I'm like, I can't let anyone know I drink.
You serial killer? What are you talking about?
Glass.
I'll go out to my shed and drink a glass of milk in the dark.
I just don't want anyone to know.
Cut all this out.
I put it in one of those koozies that makes it look like it's a beer. And I walk across my yard and then I take the koozie off and I'm like, oh God, milk. On July 6, 1966, this has been going on for years.
Yeah.
Constant debates. There was an... ready for this?
Okay.
The Administrative Tribal of René summarized the French government's claims on lobsters.
Okay.
And their point was... this is serious. This is a legal document produced by the French government. They said, because when a lobster moves along the seafloor... it jumps and squiggles its legs. It's swimming. That makes it a fish, which means it's protected by Fisherman's Act and we can fish it no matter what waters we're fishing in. And so when Brazil's Navy expert on marine life, his name was Admiral Paulo Moreira de Silva. Did pretty good on that.
No, you didn't, but go ahead.
He said... and this is a quote from him. He said,
"By he said, that, now they're slimy, slimy ocean floor creatures."
He said,
"You can't have them."
He said, "By that analogy,
you can't have our ocean rats."
He said, "By that analogy, a kangaroo must be a bird because it jumps along the ground."
Hey, freaking get him, get him!
And so that disagreement right there was where a third party, I don't know who that was, Judge Judy or something, was ruled in favor of Brazil.
A jury of our enemies.
No, they ruled in favor of Brazil and they said, yeah, I mean,
kangaroo right. Analogy got us, dude.
His kangaroo thing right. Was pretty sick. Like, you got him with that, bro. And so they ruled that Brazil has the rights to the lobsters in their waters and France does not. And so they kind of kicked France out. And
was the documentary about milk called Milk Money? Because they missed a big opportunity if they didn't call it that, you know?
I'm pretty sure it was like a play on the Got Milk thing, if I remember right.
Dear Dairy. The Dairy Diaries.
Dear Dairy. This is the last time I ever write your... You heard that song?
No.
Oh, it's a song about a guy who like... Stop. Kidnaps him and throws him in the trunk because he's a milk drinker. Okay, no, so
yeah, dude, the government's coming for milk drinkers. Don't let the government find out
don't you drink let the milk. Government know you drink milk.
They're whatever coming for you your do. Gas stove and your stove. Gallons of milk.
Take your milk. Honestly, if Big Dairy wants to get people drinking milk again, they need to make a conspiracy.
They need to get it. They need to make it a culture war.
Yeah, that the government is trying to take your
government's
milk
from trying you. To ruin farms.
Mm.
We can do it right now.
I posted that video today actually from Edward Bernays where he did that with the cigarette people.
I know.
It's the same concept.
That's what I'm saying. Let's do the video right now.
Ready.
I mean, like the government doesn't want you to drink milk because they want farms to die. That's the whole thing.
Wait, hold on. You're saying the government wants...
The government wants us all to be dependent on them, yeah. Right? So they're trying to slowly kill out farms. That's why they were like, oh, milk's bad for you. Like, I mean, like, you know, except for all through the 1900s, we were like, oh yeah, calcium and all the benefits of milk.
Yeah, I remember the got milk. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Dude, Obama, specifically Obama. Yeah. Do you remember when they did the soda machines out of schools?
Oh yeah.
They were like, dude. No more milk.
Hope and change? Nope.
They want you dependent on them.
So what you're telling me is they're trying to take our milk.
Yeah.
And we need to come together as a people to say, you can't take my milk.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink milk. You can't stop
I'm
me.
A milkman.
I'm a milkman.
M-I-L-K.
M-A-N.
Milkman.
I'm a milkman. Call me Milky.
Nancy Pelosi's been caught killing dairy cows all across the country. Okay.
Are you going to let her take your milk?
Are you going to let her do that?
Don't let
her. Are you going to let her take your milk? Are you going to protect your milk?
They're not. Come and take it. Come and milk it.
Don't let her milk you. Protect your milk.
She's milking me for all I'm worth.
Don't let Nancy Pelosi take your milk. Barack Obama wants me to quit drinking milk.
You do one more, just a little bit more passionate. Like, do your Alex Jones. Be like, the government's trying to take.
Trying to take the milk away, and that's the whole thing. They want you to close your eyes and start drinking water. All right, but here's the thing: nothing has the same texture as that sweet milk.
And that's the thing. The water's contaminated. They're contaminating the water with the fluoride, but yeah. There's no fluoride in milk.
Lobsters don't survive in milk. Think about it.
Just think about it.
When you really look at it, sure, I owe those families that I lied about $360 million right now, okay? Yeah, I lied about a couple families, but I'm telling you the truth now, okay?
So what? People can lie, people can tell the truth, and then you can do the both.
Are you doing a Ben Shapiro right now? Is that what you're doing? You're talking super fast? Man, you can really tell who we like. Anyway, the government's trying to get you to quit drinking milk. Where were we?
We're at the administrative tribunal of right. They're going back and forth. Ruled in
favor
of Brazil.
Someone has decided that Brazil was right.
Yeah. Judge Judy said, Brazil, you get to keep
your hive. They're not fish.
Your hive. Yeah, they're definitely not fish.
Yeah.
We don't really know what they are, but they're not fish.
They're sea vermin.
They're definitely not fish. And so as a result of this, there was a lot of...
They are one of the most alien-looking things we've got, though.
Yeah, pretty much anything that far underwater. If you get...
You go deep enough.
You go to the deep end. Anybody who
if
can...
If you go deep enough. You know what I'm saying?
Anything that swims below 6 feet deep, pretty freaky.
6 feet?
Including the people at your neighborhood pool.
I don't think you know how big 6 feet is. It's not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, they're freaky down there. Oh.
All right, that'll go in the 13th theme song. They're freaky down there.
So there was a series of ships that had harvested a bunch of lobsters.
Okay.
In the most recent lobster season. And these ship owners came back and all of their lobster got seized in this decision. Because they're like, you weren't allowed to have these. And they were like, but we have them. And they're like, but you weren't allowed to have them. And so, like, we're taking them, we're giving them back to Brazil. And so they flew over Brazil and just dumped all the lobsters out the ocean.
Like those fire rescue planes. Yeah. Where it's just like,
everyone's like, what is that? Oh my God, it's lobster.
Don't look up. Don't look up.
I'd almost rather be bombed.
Freaking. Well, so they looked them. They did
look them. No, they gave them back. They shipped back all the lobster. And then these shippers were like, hey, our lobster, we lost all our money from that whole season of lobstering. And what are we going to do about it? So there was this long debate too. Like, should we pay these people back? But they didn't. They said no.
Who? Why would they get paid back?
Because these were...
fishermen.
Quote unquote, innocent French fishermen. Who were working because the government told them they could, but then they got all their lobsters taken away. And so the government was like, yeah, you can go over there and take all the lobster you want. And we're just going to take taxes off of what you make.
Oh.
And then they were like, okay, yeah. And then they did it. And then they didn't make any money. So they had like a whole season. So there's a group of lobster fisher people that got like ruined, like financially ruined because of this decision.
Yeah.
Because they spent a full season out there and that got overturned.
They got boiled.
I think it's broiled. I think they broil lobsters with an R because it ends with an R. I think that's how cooking works. But yeah, this is the lobster war. It was a like 5 year long cold war.
Oh, that's it? That's the end?
Yeah, it was a 5 year long cold war between Brazil and France.
I'm glad we did that milk bit to make this episode longer. Good night.
Over the lobster off the coast of Brazil. That ended in.
Are they
Brazil
still? Are there? They didn't wipe out the population in there, huh?
No, and that's an interesting point that I thought about during this. It's interesting, you never would have had this problem before the 1900s, where it's like, those are our fish.
Okay.
Because you couldn't get enough out of there where like you're going to run out.
Oh yeah. But now, now you've got like industrial fishing.
Yeah. Now it's like,
you really have to protect your, yeah, that's part of your resources.
Yeah. Because if you let somebody else come take them, they're going to take them all and you're not going to have any.
And so, that's the lesson. If you let her come take your milk jugs, don't let Nancy Pelosi touch your jug.
I hate that so much. Oh, I almost forgot. There's a very important moment in this. Uh-huh. It was July 1st, 1961.
Oh, yeah.
The escalations have been escalating.
yeah.
And Brazil said, you know what? We are going to have to take all Brazil larger
was,
action.
Brazil here. Was like, they're cornered. They're yeah. in a pinch.
Yeah, they're in a pinch. And so they flew over in the middle of the night to one of Brazil's battleships with a fleet of fighters. And they actually sent an elite paratrooping team to board the ship. So they parachuted onto the ship.
Oh.
And they made their way surgically through the ship, room to room, clearing rooms, made their way right to the captain's quarters, kicked open that at that door, and tossed the captain a fiddle, lifted up their fiddle, and they said, we'll decide this by fiddle off.
Yeah, that's good. Hey, thanks for making it to the end of this video. If you like this and you want more episodes, there's more somewhere around here and also clips from the show. But make sure you subscribe. Please do that. That really helps us. It makes us feel good. We look at the number and we go, oh my gosh, there's more people who like us. And it also just makes sure that you don't miss episodes in the future, because we put these out every single week. And there's so many in the past, so many old episodes you can go watch. And you know, there's an entire season of episodes that we didn't even have video for. So you can go listen to those if you'd like to as well. Thanks for being here. We'll see you again next week on Things I Learned Last Night. That's this podcast, right? Right? That's this one?
Yeah, that's the one.
Things I Learned Last Night.
That's the one. All right, you're free to go.
Great.